This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Okay, so just one day away from putting the 2016 election in the record books, no matter how historians or pundits parse it, Texas and a few Texans certain to be a part of this story, which is why we thought we'd take a few minutes to highlight the top five Texas moments that shaped this election. To help us with that, Kevin Diaz, Washington correspondent for the Houston Chronicle. Kevin, thanks so much for taking time to speak with us.
Good to be with you.
Let's go down from five to one, if we can, build some suspense. What about number five?
Well, it all started with Ted Cruz announcing at Liberty University in Virginia. He was the first guy out of the chute, and that started the 2016 campaign. And it signaled very strongly the direction that Cruz was going to go in. He was going to focus like a laser on evangelical Christian conservatives. And might have worked out for him if some guy named Donald Trump hadn't jumped
yeah,
in later.
There was that little obstacle, as
right.
many people
yeah,
might have
noticed. Nobody
anticipated
that.
Yes, that's right. What about number four on our top five list?
Well, in terms of total surprises, it would be Democrats coming into Texas and buying a small amount of ads. This happened after the polls showed Hillary on a run in mid-October. It shocked people, but I think in retrospect we can say it was probably more of a feint or a head fake, whatever cliche you want to use in modern politics.
Sure, but it has excited a lot of Texas Democrats about the prospect of Texas turning purple, if not blue. Let's move on to item number three.
Number three, I think the big moment from a Texas perspective, Ted Cruz winning Iowa, the very first.
Yeah, caucus. A lot of folks thought it was all over for him until Iowa.
Yeah, Trump had been pulling out much bigger crowds. There was a lot more hoopla and excitement about him. People just thought he would sweep through. But Trump made a mistake. He made a tactical error at the last minute, and he bailed out on the debate in Des Moines. Mm-hmm. People sort of took that as a diss. And I think that cost Trump, and it helped Cruz.
You know, it's funny that Cruz continues to crop up here, and we haven't yet gotten to the convention. What about number two on our list of top five moments?
It has to be Ted Cruz up on the platform, on the podium in Cleveland, finishing out a speech that started out okay, getting a lot of cheers. You know, he was the Republican runner-up, and everybody's still waiting for the magic word, the E word,
the endorsement, right.
It's not coming. And then out of his mouth comes some phrase about voting your conscience, which sounds innocent enough on its face, but that had also been the rallying cry for all the Never Trump people mm-hmm. leading up to the convention. So everybody knew what that meant right away. But Trump, a lot of people watching this on TV might not have seen this. Trump came walking into the back of the auditorium. And so suddenly there's this big eruption of cheers for Trump and boos for Cruz.
I recall. That was a remarkable moment there.
And yeah, and when Cruz walked off the stage, he was literally being booed off the stage. I don't think in my entire life have I ever actually physically been present and watched somebody be literally booed off a stage, but that was it.
It was a remarkable moment, and everyone watching at home on television, it was a moment they will remember. But perhaps the number one moment, I guess, is something that, Texas, in a sense, shares with the entire nation when it comes to sort of a moment that captured the interest and imagination and outrage of so many Americans. Let's talk about the wall and its role here.
Yeah, I don't know if it's so much a moment as just the whole theme of the, I mean, if there's one theme that runs through Donald Trump's entire campaign, it was this proposition about building the wall and making the Mexicans pay for it somehow. That's been topic A. Of course, in the last month, it's easy to forget that because there's been so much about the Clinton emails and then about, the raunchy talk, the video with Trump.
From the Access Hollywood thing. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. The Access Hollywood video right. And the groping and the married woman and all of that.
Right.
And so we haven't talked about the fundamental premise of this campaign for about 6 weeks. There may still be some shock and awe to be had in this campaign.
Kevin Diaz, Washington correspondent for the Houston Chronicle. Kevin, thanks so much for taking time to speak with us.
Appreciate it. You take care.